and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday, 2/28/2020. And I read right out of Luke, in the red letters which the Lord Jesus said. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. If you don't feel like your name is written in heaven, that was Luke 10:19. Now, if you go to Matthew 24 one more time, and you shall hear wars and rumors of wars, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And then if we skip over to verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And then as we go down to Matthew 24 again, it says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now let me skip to Luke 21, because it gives you a little bit different look. A little bit different look, and you know what I'm talking about here, because here it is. Same way it starts. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's starting to get like that, ain't it? Start to get like that. Now, I talked to you about this in the past, but let's just compare something here to about the serpents and the scorpions and all of that, you see. And you remember what I read to you the other night, and I've read to you over the years since 2004. I read it to you many times, but nevertheless, this is Prince Philip. This is Prince Philip, and he says this to the Deutsche Press Asian Tour, August 1988. Prince Philip is the Queen of England's husband. In the event that I am reincarnated, he says, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Oh, let's just go back and look at Ted Turner. A total world population of 250 to 300 million, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. Ted Turner in an interview with Audubon magazine. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Who does that line up with that we just talked about where Lord Jesus saw him come down out of heaven, you see, like lightning, all right? And isn't it interesting that last night we saw, I was talking to you about on the Mimic, and many of you did see it, although it's gone now. It's slightly different, but it's gone. The dancing figure that came out of the portal or out of the scalar tube, like out of the Mexican area, kind of from the Yucatan or what have you, it came out and then shot out. There was the two little white dots, and they became this weird, like, dancing figure, like the Dance of Shiva kind of figure in a white flash, okay? Now, before I go into some more particular things, let me see something, show you something I found here earlier, just a little bit earlier. I was going through the book I've talked to you about a lot of times, which is the Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America by Thomas W. Chittum, okay? And Thomas W. Chittum wrote this back, and it's the it's American Eagle Publications, Sholo, Arizona. He wrote it in 96. But what I was going to read to you here was quite interesting. I found this, and something that was quite interesting because he was telling you in 96 exactly where he thought. Shoot, I had it just for a second ago. He's going to tell you exactly where he thought World War or Civil War II would start and the date of it. Let's see here. I just had this a minute ago. I mean, I'm going to find it, ladies and gentlemen, because this is too good not to read it to you, okay? I know where it is. It's right over here. Okay, here it is right here. And this is... This is Thomas W. Chittum saying, how dangerous are these third world colonial slums? Eventually, all of Southern California will be a vast third world colonial slum and dead center of the 100 mile by 100 mile L.A. Colonia. It will be the epicenter and ground zero of Civil War II. Based on mutual reinforcement and therefore certain acceleration of the trends listed above, I expect, now listen up, I expect Civil War II will shift into an all-out continuous military phase sooner than the above figures indicate. He's talking about a lot of different stuff. Not to be accused of stinginess, I'll even give the exact time and place that he thinks that the full Civil War II to break out in the continuous military phase. He says the year will be 2020. He said this back in 96, by the way. The year will be 2020. The date will be the 5th of May. The time about midnight. The state will be California. And the city, Los Angeles. And the place will be Ruben Salazar Park. Now, that's quite an interesting prediction in 96. 2020 is what Thomas W. Chittum, C-H-I-T-T-U-M, predicted that the Civil War II in the all-out phase would begin in that, and that's when L.A. would be almost a third world colonial slum, which it has become. Now, let's go down and see what we're talking about here and a lot of stuff. If you have not seen the Daily Mail piece, I believe Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com has got it posted up there, and it's called American supermarket shelves are stripped bare coronavirus, okay? Panic buying strips store shelves as people stockpiling amid coronavirus outbreak, with one woman turning her basement into a supermarket and a man buying a year's supply of food, which includes 192 tins of Spam. Let's see here. People have been stripping the shelves and have been panic buying for items ever since health authorities have warned that Americans should start preparing for domestic acceleration of the virus. Supplies have been flying off the shelves, with people posting photos on social media showing the lack of products available in some stores and pharmacies. I heard very early this morning them talking about on Fox News how there wasn't any hand sanitizer and different things. Of course, none of the masks. But in California, some of the Walgreens stores have completely been depleted of cough medicines, cold and flu medications, vaporizers, masks, and thermometers. Shoppers in Hawaii were buying at flatbeds. That's those four-wheel carts that are flatbeds, the big ones at Costco. Okay. Canned goods, bottled water, toilet paper, and paper towels. Okay. And that was in Hawaii. Now I understand, later this afternoon or tonight that, the toilet paper is being rationed in Hawaii and some places, okay, at stores. And here's another one. I found out last night from somebody in Northern California. It was a Costco up there. I believe it probably maybe is Redding or was Redding. I don't know if it was Chico or Redding, but I think those are the two in Northern California. And this listener, a real good, real nice listener from Northern California, and we've got a number of them up there, but they said that they went last night after the show, I guess, and they went to pick up some items, and that the whole Costco was filled with people, and they were buying bottled water and toilet paper, and they were buying paper towels and all kind of food and everything, and that stuff was starting. Rice and everything was starting to be running very, very low. And then, the person overheard, like, management talking, I've never seen our shelves so low. What's going on? What's going on? And then here's a supermarket aisle in Virginia stripped of non-perishables like pasta. And then the stock indexes on the stocks have all gone, it's gone down about the Dow 3,583 points for the week. And incidentally, I don't know, it just depends on what you want to do and all of that, but I'm going to tell you, it's just like, it's hard to figure it all out. But Rubini, Nouriel Roubini, who is a very, very astute investment, you know, guy, not always right or not always wrong, but he says that the stock market may drop a total of over 40%. So that's quite interesting. And then the government, you see, and then they tried to happy talk this thing. And I knew last night at that press conference it was the wrong thing to do. It was guys coming off the trip to India, not being fully versed in what's going on and just taking notes and trying to get it quick and do it. And I appreciate President Trump trying to calm and allay the fears. I really do. But the fact of the matter is, now the government is talking about they're going to buy up face masks and other protective gear and stockpile 300 million masks. Well, who's going to make them? Now they're discussing possibly invoking of the defense manufacturing or production executive orders to cause a wartime-like production of these masks. On the other hand, they're telling you, oh, well, you don't need a mask. Those are for the people that are sick. You give them the mask. Or you don't need a mask. You're taking them because you're hoarding them. Our medical professionals, our great medical professionals can't get the mask. Well, then, by golly, then they ought to make sure that they kick somebody's butt and open a factory to start making them and turning them out tomorrow. Call 3M up and have them create something and get some factory machines in there and whatever they got to do and do it, all right? Because this thing could be what we're talking about, where there's no flesh be saved. If 60% of the world population, or depending upon the expert, 40 to 70%. The Harvard guy, Dr. Lipschitz, public health chair holder at Harvard, he says 40 to 70% of the world's population will get this coronavirus. So, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Gabriel Leung of Hong Kong said 60% of the world's population. Well, that's 4.2 billion's going to get it. 300 million masks, there's more than 300 million people in America. And if you don't have a mask and they tell you you do not need masks, you do not need Tyvek suits. And oh, incidentally, all the White House reporters and everybody are starting to have the information. Oh, you need an N95 mask. And oh, you need Tyvek suits and that kind of stuff. I heard that John Roberts talk about that today. And they are only 60 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. But now we have a second case, apparently in California, of unknown how they got it. And oh, they're tracking that down. They've got hunter, tracker, seekers, you know, unturn every stone, talk to everybody they talk to. But the woman who's got it is intubated. She's got a thing down her throat. She ain't talking. She's on a ventilator. So how the heck do they know? Oh, but they do tell you. Oh, it had nothing to say. To do with the Air Force base there in California, you know? Davis? Isn't it Davis or whatever? Had nothing to do with them, but isn't that where they first came in, a lot of them? And isn't that where they had personnel who apparently didn't have the right mask or not protective gear on? Now, I remember seeing those people driving trucks and buses and even in Italy and all kind of places, but also at March Air Force Base and Davis. Davis is in Arizona? No, so it's March or whatever it is. The Air Force Base, this woman up there near Solano County, UC Davis is what I'm trying to think about, is the hospital. So anyway, that's where the Air Force Base is, and they were the ones that they're complaining didn't have the proper protocol or the proper equipment to protect themselves. And then I guess somebody may have gone to the grocery store after they left or went to the gas station, grabbed the pump handle, and even though the dumb congressman who's an emergency room doctor, I heard him today say, oh, well, you those masks, they just protect you a little bit, but from the droplets, you know, is transmitted by droplets. Well, what about the touching a surface, you dummy? They said this stuff we knew a week or two ago. We knew 2 weeks ago that this stuff would last up to, 9 days or 21 days on certain surfaces. I told you a week or more ago about Dr. Fauci conducting trials in Hamilton, Montana, where they had supposedly the disease from China, and they were testing it on stainless steel, wood, formica, granite, marble, all the different types of countertops and, different surfaces, plastic, computers, everything to see how long it lasted. It lasts a long time. We already know that. The Chinese and different people figured that out. So anyway, we've got another one that got it somehow, but this first one that got it, who's now intubated, and may the Lord protect her, and if it is not her time, to restore her to health. But I'm telling you, I'll bet you she lived near that Air Force base where they first brought him in. Somebody One of the unprotected people went, oh, well, let's go have a beer. Let's go to eat at the McDonald's, or let's go to the gas station. Let's go over here at the donut shop, the grocery store. Let's get some bottled water, you know, whatever it is. And somebody touched somebody. You understand what I'm saying? Or it could have been somebody else who came back from Wuhan or China and came out of San Francisco or something, out of the Chinatowns or out of Chinatown in L.A. and came up there to see their relatives or something like that that came back. But if you've not seen this Daily Mail, it was published today, go up there to stevequayle.com. And you can just scroll down, and you will not believe how this is looking. This one person's got a lot of nice product down in the basement shelves. That's good for a little while, and God bless them for doing it. There's empty shelving there, you know, all kind of stuff. Pasta, that's Virginia. There's like a Walgreens or a CVS, all the stuff empty. There's even, toilet paper all gone except for Charmin and a Scott, or just not very much left. Paper towels gone. All kind of stuff here. Stores in New York, Houston, San Francisco said this week that the mass supplies were running low. Everybody's sold out of like hand sanitizer and stuff. Yesterday I was at a store and there was like gallons of the junk. And then today, at the store and there was one bottle left, okay, in a grocery store. And I would tell you that, you're gonna have to, everybody goes to Amazon and that's great. But you see, it's like here's the deal, alright? Amazon, get this, ties right in. Travis Air Force Base, thank you. Thank you from the good people at the old stagecoach stop. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and may we richly reward you for you. You are living the good life up there with your animals and your garden and all the things. People, if you ever get an opportunity to do a hoop house and garden in the winter and have beautiful carrots and lettuce and all kind of fresh produce, and enough so you can give a carrot for breakfast to your favorite horse or pony, then by golly, I guarantee you, you ought to do it. You ought to pray to the Lord Jesus every day and thank him for the bounty. God bless you. Travis Air Force Base is where she lived next to. That's one of the first places, not the first, but it was one of the first places where they brought people in. And then I also think they've been bringing them into a lot of other Air Force bases and stuff that they didn't tell you about. I think there's a lot of flights come in. It's like when they were bringing in all the Syrian refugees. They were coming in. Remember, we had a report in the middle of the night. Somebody that was coming home through a desert road, say from over San Diego way into the desert or something. And all of a sudden, there's all these station wagons and then buses there. And they're unloading Middle Eastern Syrian people into these, you know, things. The guy says, well, what's going on here? Oh, well, we're receiving these refugees, these migrants from Syria, and we're taking them to all undisclosed places in the United States so nobody will know where they go to. Well, you know, here's the deal. Remember we talked about Dr. Fauci, okay? Well, Dr. Fauci was telling the truth that it was going to be a little worse and a little bad, a little bit different than what President Trump talked about last night. And apparently, Fauci was going to be on a whole bunch of radio shows this weekend. And they've now pulled him, and they're going to put Secretary of HHS Azar is going to replace him. So I think that that's a wise idea, because I think Fauci really, to be honest with you, gets off on this stuff. And I think what I told you before, in my opinion, in a viewpoint, let's even call it satire, or based on movie plots like The Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E, Legacy, where the two doctors who use viruses to upload super soldier genetic code type changes into people, they're going to use the virus to do that? Oh, maybe they could have a little bit of the virus in a vaccine, right? And then load a permanent change up. And then maybe you start goose stepping every day and come out as a baby goose stepping in time to somebody's march. I don't know. So the government's going to stockpile 300 million masks and they tell you, oh, you don't need a mask, okay? If you can go out and go to any place, you can get them. Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace Hardware, True Value Hardware, Walgreens and CVS won't have them, but you should check there anyway. Your other local hardware stores. If you live in the countries, go out into the rural areas to the tractor supply and those kind of stores out in the country. Sometimes they don't get hit as hard, and they've got them. Where do you find them? You don't go in and say, give me the Corona mask. You say, where's the paint department or the safety aisle? You go down there, and they're usually in by the paint area, and you find them N as in Navy-95, or N as in Navy-100. Get them. If there are more than one there, buy as many as you can get. And I've seen them. I don't know what the prices are on eBay and on Amazon. They're going out of the wazoo. Now, that brings up another thing right here, doesn't it? Isn't it interesting? Let's just talk about that old hawk. Calm down. I'm going to get a sip of coffee. Let's talk about perfect timing, okay? Perfect timing. We had about 30,000 on the Dow. What was it, about a week or so ago on a Friday or whatever? 29,000, 30,000, right? It's high as basically as the stock market's ever been. And who sold at the peak, at the top peak of the market? Who was it that sold $1.88 billion worth of their company's stock? The owner of that company sold $1.88 billion of their company's stock. That company was called Amazon. And Jeff Bezos, allegedly, actually there's a picture of it, so we can say allegedly the picture is correct. Bezos allegedly flew on his private jet right after that and flew to the Wellington Airport in New Zealand, where he allegedly has an underground bunker up in the mountains somewhere up in there. Brother Quayle, Steve Quayle, if you heard him on George Norrie last night, he was great. Now, I'll tell you what, you want to get his information, you can order it today. You can go look at it, stevequayle.com. You can look and click on Cascadia, the big one. Yellowstone was just the prelude or whatever it says there, but click on that. You can watch that on Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. You click on it right there, and you can watch that movie today. Let's see, I forget exactly how much it is, $29.95. Or you can pre-order the DVDs that will come on April 1, ship on April the 1st. But you can watch it today on the 28th, Brother Steve Quayle's Cascadia. Cascadia to blow, that is going to be the big one. There's got 11 of the most active volcanoes are in that area. Okay? You think you might need some more food, water, and supplies? I think you probably do. Now, of all those things, and if you just look at that one Daily Mail deal there, you'll be quite amazed, all right? Now, the Amazon, he sells $1.88 billion of his stock at the peak of the market, okay? Takes off on the private jet, allegedly to go to visit the bunker, and then Brother Quayle got information from a deep background source, let's say, that said that not only him, but people, apparently Buffett and some other big wigs in the billionaire clans, the some of the richest people on the planet, that they also were headed down there, but then somebody told them that they may want to go and switch and go to their Patagonian bunker hideouts. See, they got more than one. Patagonia is where Hitler went, you see. Old Patagonia is where old Hitler went and lived in that house in Alco with his wife, Eva Braun, and the children. Uschi, and I forget the other one's name, but Uschi. And Hitler lived till 62. And that area's characteristic is vast sheep ranches and cattle preserves and stuff, but a lot of sheep. And it has an alpine lake-like setting and mountainous and all that stuff. And it's in southern Argentina and southern Chile, all right? And that the powers that be have got bunkers there. Some of them also have some of them. Some also have some of them in the Bozeman area, all right, of Montana. Some also have real deep underground bunkers like the Rockefellers and a whole bunch of people in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. But they don't just have one place, they have a lot of them. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just telling you, when they tell you that you don't need something, by golly, you're going to need it. But let's get back to timing. $1.88 billion flies allegedly a picture of his plane at Wellington Airport, New Zealand. He sells at the peak of the market. And now, basically a week or so later, the Dow's off 3,500 and some. And worldwide, the stock markets have lost over $6 trillion of value. Now, let me ask this question, because it's a reasonable question, isn't it? Old Hawksy, in his opinion, would like to ask the question that, allegedly, do you think Mr. Amazon knew the timing? It sure looks like it. Oh, he was just a coincidence, right? Aha! I don't know. So if you can also find product in local grocery stores and local stores, drug stores, pharmacies, grocery stores, what have you, butcher markets, whatever, butcher's stores, all that kind of thing, warehouse stores, why don't you go and try to buy them from them? Because there's another reason. And the reason being is that at some point, when this martial law, when the community interventions take place, when NORTHCOM has to shut things down because too many people are getting the bug, you see? Then you're not going to be able to get the trucking. It's not going to be able to bring it to you. The UPS driver or the Amazon driver or whoever's bringing it, the American, you know, the USPS, you know, Postal Service, are not going to bring it to you. Because they're starting to get gooped up, you see. And they're starting to think about all of these big events. Geneva, Switzerland, wasn't it? Has a huge, brand new auto show. You know, the bump, 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 all the dancing girls and the shiny cars and the hot music and all the stuff. And they have 600,000 to 700,000 people attend that over the course of a week or whatever. They called it off. Well, who the heck's going to buy all those new Porsches and Lamborghinis and Ferraris, you know. Who's going to get them? I don't know. But no more than 1,000 people Anything more than that, they've called off all events of more than 1,000 in Switzerland. Italy. I mean, just look at all the countries. I can't tell you. You can't even keep up with it. But let me talk about something else that I mentioned earlier. So anyway, I just kind of wonder about Mr. Jeff Bezos, Mr. Amazon's timing. It seemed to be impeccable, didn't it? So I will tell you what. In the midst of all of this, what I read you, we talked about, and the word of the Lord will be, you know, the gospel is going to be preached worldwide, right? I'm going to make one final appeal at this time. Hopefully we get out of this mess and it settles more back to normal. Our good friends who are taking Bibles into mountain tribes in Indochina, Indochine, various countries, not just one country, numerous tribes, some of them way on up in the back high jungles and stuff, and others in, you know, let's just call them Montagnards in the French term. And we've had them where we took, and they got a lot of Bibles and songbooks to them. And they've already got this time, and this is the Neunemeyers, God bless them, David and Debbie Neunemeyer. They've already got 250 Bibles to go out this time. I think we did about 700 before, and they were blessed with them, and you could see them, and they were so happy receiving them. I saw pictures of it. It's just incredible. And these were being given to people who were then going to go out and minister to the tribes. And printed in their language. But let me just say that the Bible Project, they cannot travel from where they live in Europe, where they work out of, in France. They cannot travel to Indochina because of the coronavirus. And in, like, one of the countries of Indochina, in Vietnam, their red Chinese are pouring across the border in the mountains and the jungles. And over there, they have a lot of people dying, but they ain't talking about it. I don't think they count it quite as much, you know, because what a troubled land and what a beautiful land and beautiful people. But let me tell you this. In the midst of all of this stuff, if you would like them to help still get more Bibles to people who are on fire for the Word and for the Lord Jesus, who want to read His Word, who need the Bibles, and all of them, there's up to like 130,000 people. This would be a fulfillment of what Lord Jesus talked to you about, the gospel being preached all over the world, you see. And then the stuff is going to come. So I'm going to tell you, if you got any little bit extra, and I know you're preparing, you're doing as best you can, and we have a lot of uncertainty, but in the midst of this, you want to give 10, 100, 1,000, whatever it is, 20 bucks, whatever it might be, you send it to. Get your pencil out now, please. I'm going to repeat this twice. Gospel Furthering Fellowship. 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. This is for Bibles going into Indochina, and they have a way of getting them in. I'm not going to describe it, but they have a way of getting them in, and they've got some in, and they're already starting to pass them out. We want to get more in while the time is still right, and you have all these people hungering for the Word and for the gospel, okay, of Lord Jesus. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. I'm going to going to say it one more time. Get your pencil out again. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000 fold and bless you. And God bless the Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. They can't go over there. They would like to go and they'd plan to go about this time, but they're prevented. There's no flights. They can't get on it to go. But they found a way of getting it. Consequently, if you still want to do a little bit to help, then by all means do so. Because I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord watches us all and tries to do it. I try to be as obedient to Lord Jesus as I possibly can. And it's you who have kept me on the air all these years. And it's you who have helped me when and to sustain me as the Lord has done and protected me. And with all the stuff I've gone through and the health problems, all the things that are still ongoing. But I'll tell you what, I'm here to do it as long as I can possibly physically do it. And I have got, like I told you last night, the full armor of God on and all my armor and stuff too. The K-bars are sharp. 12 mags loaded for every weapon. Hideout pieces, machete, every kind of thing else. Level 4 body armor, basket helmet. But the full armor of God is the trick, and that's why I gave you that. At this last minute, in the midst of all this uncertainty, all this chaos that the devil has sown upon this planet to try to destroy people and to create the blood sacrifice. It's a good time to do it. You want to keep old Hawk in the game? You want to keep me still striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus? And secondarily then to warn you, the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see. I'm not for the general public. But I'll tell you what, our message goes out through and reaches some of them a lot of times because my audience still grows. But you want to keep me on the old trail of knocking Lucy right in the teeth with the old ball bat, then bopping him upside the head and in the shins too. Anything is most needed and wanted. I appreciate anything that would come. Any amount. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. So we're coming down to it. And I'll tell you what, I've got some other things to show you right here just to talk about. Starting yesterday, I guess, if you have a Bass Pro anywhere in your near your area or a Cabela's, they've got a lot of ammunition on sale, a lot of firearms on sale. I mean, there's some real good buys, okay, on pistols, revolvers, and here's ammo. 9mm CCI Blazer, 50 rounds for $8.79. All kind of ammo here. Federal Champion Training Rimfire Ammo, 22 long rifle, 825 rounds, $34.97. 308 Winchester, 308 Win, okay? Herders, got them on sale, okay? all kind of things here. Here's a good one here that I like. Okay, let me find the one I was going to do here. Oh. 4 boxes American Gunner, 2 boxes Critical Defense, and 1 pistol case from Hornady, $99.99. Here's a nice firearm I think is still a good buy. Ruger 10/22 rifle, 22 long rifle caliber, 10 round. Gray synthetic stock, $199. Here's another one which is kind of interesting. Savage Model 64 Takedown. In other words, you can take it into 2 components, break it down. 22 long rifle, 16.5-inch barrel, 10 round mag, $199. Say somebody who lives up on a farm or a woman that might live in a cabin or something that can't maybe necessarily always handle a larger firearm, maybe a 12-gauge, but not a rifle, but you need something that you can accurate and you can drill the old coyote between the eyeballs, you know, that kind of stuff, or shoot a squirrel to eat it, you know, or whatever it is, or to dissuade somebody from coming up the hill to come up to where your cabin might be. This Ruger 10/22 rifle or the Savage Model 64, the Takedown could be in 2 pieces. You could put it in a big purse. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, they got a lot of firearms. Good prices on Winchester SXP Marine Defender shotgun, $329, or Remington 870 Express, $329. Anyway. Go to those. I was also going to tell you this. I saw this. Good magazine is a survival guide. This is the one where they're talking about Two Lamb. Two Lamb is a genuine bad Green Beret. I think of my brother Greg Evenson in heaven. Greg, God bless you up there. Brother, I know that you're watching down over us, and we still love your wife, Liz. And if anybody knows Liz Evenson, give her a call, write her a card, write her a letter, say hello to her. Liz Evenson. But here are top 12 barter items. Toilet paper, alcohol, all forms including do-it-yourself variety. Now that's another thing that you might look into. You can buy a still online legally, and then you can also apply for a permit to make a small quantity of alcohol to use as fuel for farm vehicles or ranch vehicles, that kind of thing. So you could use, and you can get a book called Alcohol Can Be a Gas Too. Alcohol is a gas too, T-O-O. Alcohol can be a gas too. There's a whole permaculture book that guy puts out that's incredible. Chocolate. Great top barter item, tobacco, aspirin and various other common medical supplies, vitamins in small containers, food, canned goods, small and compact, first aid supplies like bandages, tapes, disinfectants, feminine hygiene supplies, bar soap and liquid soap, small sewing kits, batteries. Ideally, you need rechargeable batteries, by the way. I've got some of the regular, but that's one item on my list. Go out and get more rechargeable batteries and a battery charger that charges those small rechargeable batteries, which then can be plugged in if you've got like a Harbor Freight, $149.95. I last on sale, I saw it last week or whatever, for a 100-watt solar panel with the charge controller and the all the wiring, and then two bulbs, light bulbs that are 12 volt. And then you can get a hex connection and put 5 of those arrays on a hex connection. And then one of those will charge a storage battery, like a golf cart battery or a deep cycle marine battery or RV battery, something like that, or a regular car battery, charge it up in about a day or so. They've got all the stuff you need to do that. Well, then you can plug in one of these battery chargers into the thing and do it that way. Then you can also get one of those 3-in-1 jumper cable things that also have a deal where you can put air in the tires, jumper cable, maybe a radio, or different items that they have in there. And then you can charge your phone up on some of them. 3-in-1, 4-in-1. So, that are some things that you can do. And I can't tell you any stronger than I've told you. And I've told you for how long? Since 2004. And now we're in that time frame. Oh, and I forgot to say that Amazon, apparently up on Amazon, Chunky Soup is selling out in some places on the Amazon website. Chunky Soup. Well, I'll tell you what. Chunky and Progresso. If you can't get it on Amazon, you better go to the grocery store tonight. Wherever that might be. Winn-Dixie, Publix, Kroger, Dominick's, Price Chopper, Save-A-Lot. Whatever it might be, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, all kind of good places, Ralph's, Safeway, Albertsons, all kind of places to go. And I'll tell you what, buy, if you can't get the long-term storage food, which a lot of companies are getting out of, they're selling out of it. Augustin Farms has got almost all their stuff is almost all gone. I guess he was on with the radio this morning with the pastor. I don't think of his name right now. Although I met his wife before she passed on. Anyway. I'll just get off of it because it's just a mental block. I can't think of it right now. But apparently a lot of the stuff's gone. The big pallet loads from Costco, they've sold out for $4,900. Sam's Club, a lot of that stuff is gone. They've got some of those. Walmart's got some. But try ready-made resources. Nitro-Pack. Go to mountainhouse.com in and of itself. Okay. Look up Yoder's beef chunks, Yoder's bacon, Yoder's chicken chunks. Do those kind of things and plug those in. Look up dehydrated food, freeze-dried food, long-term storage food. Put all of those different things in search engines. See what comes up and find somebody that can do it. So anyway, that is what I suggest you do, is prepare yourself and not to panic. I told you last week, prepare methodically using lists. And you can get lists from Holly Deo, Dare to Prepare. Go up to standdeo.com and go to Holly's section of that. She has her old lists. I've got another idea for you to go into and look into if you want. Because Holly gives the Mormon Four and lists that some of the Mormons over the years have had. Holly's not Mormon, but I'm just to let you know that those are good lists. Nitro Pack's got lists. Everybody that I've seen over the years has got different lists. Holly has different lists for also first aid, general supplies, as well as food and other items to buy and how much you need for each person. I mean, how do you know how much grain is for a man or how much for a woman or how much for a child for a year? How many dried beans do you store for a year? How much salt? How much sugar? How much honey, mustard, whatever it is that you like to eat? That's all up there. But I'm going to tell you, use the lists. and make up your own and add the things that you want to them. And I would tell you, if you can't find the long-term storage food, to go ahead and buy Chunky Soup, Progresso Soup, and get the ones that already have the water in them. Healthy Choice, there's a number of different ones. You can get the others where you add the water, but then you're going to have to purify the water, you see. And water is going to not necessarily, in the near future, come out of a tap. Excuse me. Suppose when somebody gets angry, like China, or maybe Russia, or whoever it is, or maybe the U.S., or Turkey, or whoever it might be, North Korea, somebody shoots off and does an EMP over the U.S., or over the U.K., or over Canada, or wherever it might be. Or they unload with neutron weapons. And if you don't know how to protect against that, Crescent Carney's book, How to Survive Nuclear War, and that book's Holly Dale's They're Prepared, they'll tell you about how much mass and what type of mass helps to protect you from a neutron bomb. No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip L. Hoag, H-O-A-G. No Such Thing as Doomsday. I had a good listener found that online used for about $8. Tremendous amounts. Oh, and thank you, B&E of B. This says Bill Gates called coronavirus a once-in-a-century pathogen. Well, you ought to know because you had the whole meeting on it last, you had all the meeting on it last fall, didn't you? Did you help fund the creation of it? That's just a question. A rhetorical question there, Billy Gates. Do-it-yourself bicycle with a 12-volt charging system. Old Crazy Horse, he'll get it done. He's in the West. Don't go into the Luciferian knife out of the line of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for the Bill of Rights. When they tell you don't get a mask, you better get masks. When they tell you don't have a firearm, you better get a lot of it. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians. Do it tonight. Bring the TR-3Bs, the TR-4s, the Solar Wardens down. Zap them. You know what to do and who to go do it to. If the Lord allows you. Brand name Rangers, I know you're ready. But call Lieutenant M. Nicky Lapua, baby. General McCormick is looking for you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May Lord Jesus protect you from all of you.